homemade equipment for children. You'd have a log like this on a support, a child here and a child there, and just go like this.
That's what you call a seesaw.
Just a log and a support.
Yeah.
But if you put a log on a pole and it went around, what do you call that?
I believe we call it a flying jenny or something
flying
like
that. Flying jenny?
Yeah! That's right!
I've got people who told me they call it flying jennies or flying mares.
Yes,
or,
that's right. Yes,
and a piece of stone that you sharpen knives on, like
grinding rod.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And wood fences, the kind that went like this.
We call them rails.
I saw one on 39.
Yes.
North of town.
Yes, right across town there.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Man got it round his house.
Uh-huh. Well, that's call that, a worm fence?
Yeah, so, well, that's what they called. That was all the fences they had back there to keep the stock in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And if you had a fence made of wood like this, it was around your yard.
Yard or something. And when you had the pass or something like that, you had them rails.
Rails.
Yes. Yeah, so
what did you call this fence that looked like that to go around your yard?
Panel fence.
I see.
Yeah.
And if the boards just went like this, you just nailed boards
yeah,
together?
Yeah, to them and go around. Yes, yeah, so that's right. Yes. Yeah.
And how do you, if you had a lot of people coming to your house to stay for the night, and you had to make a bed or two on the floor for them,
what you have to do? Make something on the, call that a pallet.
Is that a pallet?
That's right.
Low ground in a river valley that you can farm. It's not a swamp, but you can farm it. What would you call that?
River valley.
Uh-huh.
And out from bulk out, we call that the piney wood.
Piney wood.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Out just like here, this is, we living up and down. This river bottom, but 4 or 5 miles out, is called the piney
woods.
Yeah.
You ever see a hog about like a long hog about like this, with a thin body and a long snout?
Yeah.
Used to be in the woods.
Yeah, they call them the piney wood rooster.
That's
what they call them.
And would you tell me something about how you call roads today, the paved ones? If they've got a black stuff on them, you call that tar or asphalt?
Yes, you call that the black tar. Black tar.
Black tar.
Yes, it's black. We call it, I mean, they put on the gravel, and when they put that black stuff on, we say they're going to put on the black tar.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And if they mix up something that looks like soup and pour it in a form?
We call that mortar.
That's the mortar, and yes. If they use it on a highway, build a highway out of it?
When they make it up, they call it mortar, when they're making it up.
And what kind of a highway is it when you use that stuff on the highway? Do they say concrete? Has that highway been concreted?
Well, no, sir. They couldn't call it concrete. Out there, they couldn't. They
even though they made it out of
what they did there, huh?
Why?
Well, yes, I mean they probably would call it, they could call it that if you want, but what you call a concrete is all poured there.
Is your what?
I say what you call a concrete is that porch there,
nice.
And that road is not made that there. But we may use that wood as concrete. Yeah, we may use that.
Mm-hmm.
Use that.
It looks like it.
Yes, we may use it.
And a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats, but he doesn't work.
Sir?
A worthless dog that can just hang around and eat.
Well, there's plenty of them.
What would you call him?